Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. This week, I'm bringing back a topic that seems to be a recurring theme, especially now that the year is almost over. We have a few days left, less than 60 days to wrap up the year. You're not done yet. Don't quit now. Don't start giving up and thinking you're going to move to it next year. Continue to keep up the momentum to change what it is that you're doing. Come on. Keep it up. Don't change. The year's not over yet. Come on now. So with that being said, because mentoring is something that's really key, because if you had a good mentor right now, that's definitely making sure that you are pushing it now, keeping up the momentum. So listen to the audio of this topic that I talked about last week. I'm going to paste it here. And don't forget about the webinar coming up this Thursday.
The power of mentorships. Think back to a time when someone inspired you. Perhaps they spoke at an event you attended. You may remember a college professor who you loved. Whatever your memory, you probably thought of that person as a mentor. What was it about that person you saw inspiration? Was it the way they spoke, or was it the message they presented? Mentors have a way of giving us the needed push to accomplish what we thought was impossible. You don't need a face-to-face relationship for someone to be considered a mentor. In fact, you could read about someone in history or read a biography on the person. Sometimes you may find a TED Talk that moves you. Then you reach out to that person and let them know how it moved you. Correspondence can develop where you bounce ideas to this person. Mentorships help people by giving them the push they need to get to a higher level. Sometimes you simply don't know what to do next. A mentor will show you some possibilities. While they shouldn't decide for you, they can give you some much-needed guidance. You should never blame a mentor for anything related to your life or career. If you follow the advice of a mentor and it doesn't work out, you either didn't follow all the steps, or it simply may not be the right path for you. The responsibility rests with you. While there are some bad mentors, it's up to you to learn how to find the right ones. But once you do, you'll have guidance that can help you attain your goals. You must be willing to take the advice of your mentor. The actions required could take you outside of your comfort zone. Often, that's how you break through barriers that are holding you back. When that happens, you'll see the value of a mentor that much more. Some mentors may seem out of reach to you because of how much they cost. Some people are lucky to receive free mentoring. But if you don't have that luxury, keep in mind what you're getting out of the deal. If you advance in your career quicker than your colleagues because you paid for a decent mentor, can you put a price on that? You'll more than cover the cost of both salary and relationships that you gain from that arrangement.
Well, there's been that great information that we'll share with you. Now make sure you list the different tips that was given to you and go try them out. Always take action on the things that are listed and that I'll share with you. And you're not going to know it's valuable until you actually take action on them. With that being said, don't forget to click the link and register for the upcoming webinar this Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I am in the Eastern, so that's what we're going to show next couple of Thursdays for the month of November, December. And I want to take kind of poll or survey to make sure that the 6 p.m. is convenient for you, too early, too late, and to make sure that I match your schedule, because I am here for you. It's not about exactly what I want, the convenience for me. It's about serving you. So always remember, if you have a question or tips or request, email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com, okay, to make sure you get what it is that you need. Don't forget to click the link to register for this upcoming webinar.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission would only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.